علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which is the letter that he wrote to Malik Ashtar when he wanted to become the governor, when he was chosen to be the governor of Egypt. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam, noticing that Malik Ashtar is one who listens carefully and who is obedient to Imam alayhi salam, Imam opens up all the important dimensions of the issue of leadership and is freely discussing with him, because the receptacle, that is Malik Ashtar, was a very powerful and you can say benevolent receptacle that was ready to listen and apply those teachings in the best of possible ways. So we notice Imam Ali alayhi salam opens up very beautifully and talks to him about different issues with regards to leadership. We reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَقَلُّ فِي الْمَطَامِعِ إِشْرَاقًا.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we were discussing the 53rd sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about certain issues of how to recruit and give and, ascribe duties to people and to human beings that come to work with you, different people, different human beings. Of course, when I use the word human beings, I mean here that wonderful creation of God that has got the possibility and the aptitude to be able to receive the highest levels of perfection. But the thing is that human beings, because of their free will, can make wrong decisions in life and cause them to reach in wrong areas. And because the human being is an entity that goes through the training process, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that those that are in good families and those that are they have a longer history in Islam and Islamic training, they are in a better position to take up leadership. Why? Because they are أَقَلُّ فِي الْمَطَامِعِ إِشْرَاقًا. They are lesser attentive to the greediness of this world. to the greeds of this world. That means a human has a certain attachment towards worldly issues, and this attachment can become can lead to greed, that they want it a lot. They really love that thing. They want to achieve it, and they want to really have it in their lives. Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that such people are not fit for such sensitive positions. It's very clear and obvious why such a person would not be the best option around for leadership. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَبْلَغُ فِي عَوَاقِبِ الْأُمُورِ نَظَرًا, that a person who has been brought up in an Islamic family and in an Islamic environment for a longer period of time, such a person is more, you can say, insightful. وَأَبْلَغُ فِي عَوَاقِبِ الْأُمُورِ نَظَرًا, he is more careful about the results of issues, of occurrences, of his actions. He looks further down the road and can see the effects of all these different things. So he's insightful. And why do we say that he's insightful? You see, a person who does not believe in Islam at all, or if a person who even doesn't have an Islamic environment and an Islamic upbringing, he can also be insightful. That means he can see the details of what might happen in the future if he does a particular act. But there's a difference between someone who has gone through the Islamic training and one who has not been in that strong Islamic environment. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, so what is the difference between one who has been brought up in an Islamic environment and one who has lived an Islamic lifestyle for a longer period of time and who has been given that Islamic training, and one who has not gone through that training? There is a difference, because if both of them may be able to foresee the future and see the effects of certain actions and see the results of certain policies very clearly, just like we have, for example, today in the world, we have people in the Senate, in the Parliament, in different parts, in very sensitive areas of different countries, and they know the results of certain policies very clearly, but yet they do not stop those negative policies, and they still insist on them. Why? So the issue is not only to be able to foresee the future and to have dry insight, but to have the emotional and the innate attachment to those high and lofty ideals that are there in Islam. Many people do not have that, unfortunately, especially people who have not gone through a proper training. There are exceptions, of course, but we are talking about the general issue right now. They would not have that. And therefore, one who is sitting behind that desk could say, well, I know, for example, the result of a certain policy is that the economy will be destroyed and it will be in the hands of the few. The poor people will be crumbled and stampeded upon. But to hell, who cares? I know this is the result, but, well, I don't care. But the Muslim who has this training, he cares. And he has that attachment in his heart. And therefore, that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَبْلَغُوا فِي عَوَاقِبِ الْأُمُورِ نَظَرًا. He pays attention to those final results and applies them in his policies. This is what we want in good leadership and in good faithful you can say, execution of positions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه